I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today in the world of sacred anatomy, I'm going to speak about the liberated heart. When we think about who we are and how we come to be, how we come to form out of the emptiness and the totally full informational stack that we get at birth. Love is a fascinating thing because we can have a very loving experience, a loving nature. But if we have a reactive anger or a reactive fear that is already in place within us, we have a difficult time discovering that love. We have a difficult time bringing that true heart reactivity up from within. When you think about little babies and how easily they love and how easily they reach their arms out for you or grab your finger or look up at you and smile, there's a way that that touches us, and anger and fear and knee-jerk reactions kind of drop away when we're in the presence of something so pure, something so innocent and true. And we start to get an inkling of what it means to have a liberated heart when we think about that. Some people find that kind of intentional, loving connection with pets. And when they're in the presence of that special pet, they feel the heart open. They feel love and they feel a connection. But actually, when you really think about it, liberating the heart means not reacting instantaneously, not reacting in that absolute survival mode of I must do this or I must do that. It's really a gentle place within you. The liberated heart is the heart that opens up to whatever is coming your way. So when you meet a new person, you meet them not from a point of view of, should I be afraid of this person? Should I be worried about this person? Should I be angry about this person? Should I be in a state of watchfulness about this person? No, but instead, it's literally, can I love this person? Look at that energy coming from them. Look at the possibility coming from them. And can I open to that within me? Can I allow the heart within me to be liberated, to open up so beautifully that I encompass the space between us, that I allow my heart to be liberated in the moment of connection? Can I allow that? Or am I forced into an anger reaction or a fear reaction or a shame reaction? And if I am forced into one of those unpleasant reactions just because of the nature of my own character or personality, if I'm forced into that, can I then choose to say to myself, I will not allow the patterning of anger, fear, hatred, prejudice, judgment, and shame. I will not allow that to interrupt my experience of the liberated heart. I will not succumb to the power, the seduction of those dark elements within me. I will allow the light to flow from within me, to come out of my own heart, and to engage with another person. What is the climate of your life? Are you always in conflict with people? Are you fearful about not having somebody to answer your needs? Are you alone, or do you struggle with not having connection in some way? What is your climate? And can you actually influence that climate? Is climate something you're almost a victim of? Like, are you a victim of your own fear? Is your own fear running you in such a way that every time you turn around, the people you see around you evoke fear response in you? And you have that sort of adrenal reactivity. You're choosing that, aren't you? At some level, you're choosing that. So why not? Why not just do an experiment today? Why not just for today, even just for 1 hour today, experiment with having a heart that is liberated, a heart that isn't defined by your fear or your anger, a heart that isn't defined in any way by your lack and what you don't have, but instead is defined by the liberation of knowing that you are in alignment with who you truly are. If you can not get your brain around it, not get your mind around it, but if you can actually feel in your body an opening in the heart, and you can allow in your body that opening of the heart to drive you towards the passionate connection you might have with everything else in life, then you've accomplished something amazing. Because you've seen a crack that can be increased to a window, and then maybe a door, and then maybe a picture window, and then maybe a sliding glass door, and then maybe you're outside of the scary dark place and you're into the bright light of the liberated heart. So take a moment, put your hands on your heart right now, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to think of a baby or a wonderful pet that you loved, or your mother, or someone that you love deeply, someone who you felt good with and safe with and happy with, who never made you feel scared. Feel that energy, feel that moment, and just allow that that moment is an eternity, and that eternity is your life, and that your life is the life of the liberated heart. Because in that moment of revelation, in that moment of acceptance and joy, in that moment of open-heartedness, you experience the true liberation of love. And it takes all the pressure away, doesn't it? It takes all of that scariness away. And it gives you, in a second, it gives you an expansive universe that you can live in, and that you can invite others to be with you in. In the moment of the liberated heart, we find freedom. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.